What and Why to podcast. My name's Sue Waters. I'm an aquaculture lecturer from Challenger TAFE. I've been involved with e-learning for the last couple of years, mainly WebCT and Illuminate. However, this year I'm involved with the LearnScope project to expand my horizons, have a better look at some of the other technology out there that we could incorporate with our students. And I must admit that sometimes I really do struggle to visualize how I can use this technology and what could I use this technology for. I'm up for podcasting, so maybe I should talk to the younger generation because there's more demand for iPods than they are making iPods. Our students, mostly, you know, are that generation that are younger, that are using this sort of technology, and they're embracing it. So I thought, I know my students must be, because I'm told they must be, and they must know what podcasting is, because I hear it every day on the radio announcer tells me that why don't I listen to their podcasts. So I thought I'd go out and see if the students could give me some suggestions on how I could use podcasting to make their life better. And I chatted to 4 TAFE students. Do you know what podcasting is?
No.
No.
No idea?
Not really.
Never heard of it before?
Never heard it before.
At all?
At all.
Are you into the internet?
A little bit.
Know what podcasting is.
Nice.
Maybe I am a bit more hipper than I thought. So then I rephrase the question. Did you know that you can download audio sound from the internet and listen to it on your computer or your iPod?
No.
No?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. My mate's house.
Yeah? Have you ever downloaded podcasts yourself?
No.
No? Your mate does?
Yes. Yeah, I think so, for aviation.
Aviation? For his classes?
Yeah, for his lectures.
And how does he find that?
How does he find it?
Yeah, what does he like it?
Oh, I don't know.
An iPod, yes. Yes.
TAFE students download copies of their lecture notes from the internet.
Sounds good? Yep.
Would you use it?
If I had a storage device that I could listen to, probably
don't
would.
Don't you have a storage
device? Don't have an iPod.
MP3 player?
No.
But if you could just listen to it over the internet, would you do that?
Yeah, probably.
But maybe not.
Yeah, if you could be bothered.
If you could be bothered. If it was something really important, would you listen?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're not sure, though?
Nah.
Good. iPod?
No.
MP3?
Yes? Probably not, don't I? Because I would have had to listen to it.
And?
It's too hard to listen to things. It's easier just to look at things.
It's just a really good way of going back over what you have done in the class. And getting, if there's something you miss out on, you get a better understanding. You can, I think they'd be really good. I could see students doing it, especially for classes that are a bit more in-depth, a bit more complicated. They get a good grasp of, it takes them a while to get onto it. Definitely, I think. And just classes where there's a lot of theory information. Definitely.
But if it was, you would have
used it. Just as it's convenient. Pretty much everyone has iPods in that these days.
Yep.
It's easy for. I've just got an iPod. It's my birthday today.
Oh,
yes.
Happy birthday!
And I've just been learning how to download, and I didn't realise how easy it was. And I was thinking that if there was stuff, educational things on there that I could download, I would download to listen to.
It could become a could.
Could.
For the slack ones, who don't turn up to TAFE.
But if they're slack, they're not going to listen to it, are they?
No.
No? But what about you? Somebody like yourself, a motivated student, hardworking, would you ever...
Go that far.
Would you ever think about listening to an audio?
Yes, I would. All the lectures, what's going on, what they've been said, and might help remind me of something that had gone on, they had not written down.
But you might not listen to it.
Might not, but if I'm motivated to, I might do, if it has to happen.
And it was material that we made available over the internet. Would you prefer audio, video, or text?
I don't know at the moment. Video form might be better.
It's easier just to look at things. Yes, because I could watch it and listen at the same time. Yes, because you can comprehend it more as written. Easier.
That's your preferred style.
My preferred style.